সর্বক্ষেত্রেষু ভারত, ক্ষেত্র ক্ষেত্র জ্ঞান, যত জ্ঞান যত তত জ্ঞান মত জ্ঞানম নলেজ সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড কৃষ্ণ ইজ এক্সপ্লেনিং অ্যাবাউট নলেজ পিপল আর বিং এডুকেটেড অল ওভার দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ফর অ্যাডভান্সমেন্ট অফ নলেজ নলেজ ইজ মেন্ট ফর দি হিউম্যান বিং not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, for human beings, there are so many universities, schools, colleges, institutions, laws. There are so many to advance knowledge. But what is the advancement of knowledge? The basic principle of knowledge is to understand, who am I? If I do not know who am I, then what is the meaning of my advancement of knowledge? Generally, despite so many universities all over the world, people are going on in the concept of this body. I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. So, everyone is identifying himself with this material body. Then where is the advancement of knowledge? Here Krishna says, Khetra Khetra Dvayav Jnanam, Jad Jnanam, Tad Jnanam Matamo. The Khetra, this body, and the owner of the body. I am not this body. I am the owner of this body. This is Jnana. That is being explained in this chapter of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. This is the 13th chapter, and Arjuna's question was, Pratitim Purusham Chaiva Chetra Chetra Dham Evata Eta Dvijitam Ichyani Jnanam Jnanam Chakrisa. This was the question in this chapter. My dear Krishna, I want to know what is the Pratiti, what is Purusha, what is Chetra, what is Ketravya? What is Jnan? These are the items inquired by Arjuna. Arjuna is disciple and Krishna is the teacher. The disciple submissively inquired from the teacher about knowledge. That is the basic intention. You cannot have knowledge. I cannot have knowledge without teacher. By speculative advancement, one cannot come to the real platform of knowledge. At the present moment, so many philosophers, scientists, they are trying to advance in knowledge by speculation. I think, in my opinion, perhaps like these things are going on. Big philosophers, scientists, they give their opinion. I think like this. Everybody is thinking, I think, and it is being supported. Knowledge means anyone can think in any way, and at the present moment that is being accepted as knowledge. Just like at the present moment, among the scientists, the knowledge is going on that life is made of matter, from matter, chemical evolution theory. And such person also being awarded with Nobel Prize. He is going on the wrong field of knowledge, that life is product of matter. By combination of matter, life is produced. It is not knowledge, it is ignorance. But by speculative process, one is writing a big volume of books and is getting Nobel Prize. Where is the proof that by combination of matter, life comes out. This was discussed by this professor in California University. He was touring, lecturing all over the world. So, when I was in Los Angeles, he also came there. In the Los Angeles University, there is one, Dr. Swarup Damodar. He is PhD in chemistry. He is my student. He challenged the professor that if he says that life is combination of some chemicals, suppose I give you the chemicals, can you produce life? The professor said, that I cannot say. So this is why. What you do not know exactly, simply theoretically, you put some theories and speculate. That is not knowledge. But our process, we are getting knowledge from the perfect personality. That is Vedic system. You acquire knowledge from a person who is perfect in knowledge. Perfect in knowledge and imperfect in knowledge. So long we are imperfect, we cannot give perfect knowledge. Therefore, we must find out knowledge from the perfect person. That is Vedic injunction. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Guru. Guru means one who has got perfect knowledge. One who hasn't got perfect knowledge, he cannot become guru. How can? Guru means heavy. So if I am light and I take knowledge from another light person, then what is the use of such knowledge? So therefore the basic injunction is tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet must gacchet. This form of far, beginning, is used when there is the meaning must. Abhigacchet. So it is not optional that I may go or I may not go. No. You must go. That is very good. So, here is the perfect teacher, Krishna, real Jagadguru. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it appears. In due course of time, there is a time when Krishna appears. Everything is there in the calculation of the shastras. Just like we have got a fixed time for the sunrise. Everyone knows that in the morning at 6:30 there will be sunrise. There is certain. Similarly, in the Shastra there is a description when Krishna comes down, descends in this universe. In one day of Brahma, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Brahma's days are described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga pajyantam arhajyat prapadamavi. 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000 becomes one day of Brahma. So, 43 lakhs thousand times, and another 43 lakh thousand times. This is the period after which Krishna comes. So, why does he come? That is also described. Paritrana sadhunam vinashaya se duskitam. Yugi yugi sambhavani. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, descends to give us knowledge. Like Bhagavad Gita, personally speaking, so that even after disappearance of Krishna, you can take advantage of Bhagavad Gita. And as Arjuna is asking personally, so similarly all your questions, not only religious, of course, when there is something talks about God, it is taken as religious. So, religious, the meaning of religion in the English dictionary is different from what we mean by religion. That in the dictionary it is said, religion is a kind of faith. Faith may be wrong or right. But religion cannot be wrong or right. Religion must be correct. That is the meaning of it. The example is that the sugar is sweet. It is not the question of wrong or right. Sugar must be always sweet. You cannot change it. That is it. Chili is hot. That is correct. Chili cannot be sweet and sugar cannot be hot. So religion means that. Religion described in the Vedic Shastras. He said, dharmantu sapsat bhagavat-pranitam. Dharma means, the plain description of religion is the course or the laws given by God. Dharmantu sakrat bhagavat-pane. Just like the state, law means the order given by the God. That is correct. You cannot accept government laws in a way that I may believe or I may not believe. That is not law. Law means you must believe. That is law. If you don't believe, then you will be punished. That is law. Similarly, religion means, as it is described in the English dictionary, that it is a kind of faith. Faith I may accept. That was Hindu faith or Christian faith. So you may accept or not accept. There is no compulsion. But religion does not mean like that. Religion means you must accept. You believe or don't believe, it doesn't matter. You must accept. That is religion. And what is that religion? The religion from Bhagavad Gita we find sarva dharman purittajya mamekam saranam bhaje. That is religion. Why Krishna says dharma samasthapanathaya sambhavani jivedi. I come down on this planet or in this universe for re-establishing the principles of religion. Dharma samasthapanatha sambhavani jivedi. Then what is that dharma? That is not Hindu dharma or Muslim dharma or Christian dharma or this dharma or that dharma. No. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not come down to teach a sectarian type of dharma. There is one dharma. What is that one dharma? To surrender to the orders of God. That's all. Sarva dharman purittajya mamekam saranam. This is dharma. Sabai punchan paro dharma jato bhakti radhapate. Why you so surrender to God? Unless you have got love. Just like we surrender to the government laws. Why? Because we are confident that if we surrender to the government laws, we shall be peaceful citizens, there will be no trouble. Because we know that, therefore we surrender to the laws of government. So government, at the present moment, everywhere we see defective government, therefore there is agitation against government, there are parties, one party is agitating to take the seat of the government. When he goes, another party agitates, because everyone is imperfect. Therefore they cannot give the real law so that the citizen may be happy and peaceful. That is the defect. But when we receive from the perfect the laws, then we become peaceful and perfect. The atma sam prasidati. That is real law. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayogite Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananta Jathahitukam. If we engage ourselves in the service of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva is another name of Krishna, because Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva, and Vasudeva means all pervading. So Krishna is both. He is the son of Vasudeva. He appears. He accepts. Ajopi son of Vyatma, Bhutanam is Surupi son. Although he is the original source of everything, still he appears like a human being, becoming the son of his devotee, like Vasudeva or Nanda Maharaj, like that, or Maharaj Dasarath. That is his option. He can appear from anywhere. So Krishna is perfect. If we take lessons from Krishna, instruction from Krishna, then we get perfect knowledge. That is the process of studying Bhagavad Gita. If you accept Krishna as ordinary human being, then we are before Abhijananti man mura man sintanvas. We should accept Krishna. Why should we accept? Because all the shastras accept Krishna through Bhagavan Sam. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Sadhu Shastra Guru. That is evidence. According to our Vedic knowledge, we shall accept a thing when it is proved by Vedic evidence. Therefore, Veda means knowledge, perfect knowledge. The sadhu shastra, shastra means Vedas, and sadhu, saintly persons, and guru, saintly person means who arrives by the shastra, Vedic knowledge. One who does not accept Vedic knowledge, to follow us up, Vedas, they do not accept him as an authority. Even Lord Buddha, because he did not accept the authority of Vedas, therefore, in India, he was rejected. Although Lord Buddha appeared in India, but sometimes many people began followers of Buddhist religion. But later on, he disappeared from India. It went outside. What was the reason? Because Lord Buddha did not accept the authority of the Vedas. So, although Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of God, we Vaishnava, we worship Lord Buddha. Keshava dhrita buddha sarira जय जगदीश निंदसि यज्ञ विधि श्रुति जातम स्टेटमेंट इन द वेदास दैट इज कॉल्ड श्रुति जातम निंदसि बिकॉज हिज मिशन वाज टू स्टैब्लिश एनिमल टू स्टॉप एनिमल किल सदय हृदय दर्शित पशु घातम Therefore, he had to reject the Vedic principles, because in the Vedic principle, in the sacrifice, there is a commendation, sometimes, not always, about sacrifice of the animal. But his aim was, mission was to stop animal killing. Therefore, for the time being, he rejected the Vedic office. Because people will take advantage. Then in the Vedas, there is a commendation for sacrificing animals. So, just to stop, to take this advantage, he said that I do not accept the authority of Vedas. Therefore, he has accepted as atheist. Vedna mamiya bodha haiva nasti. That's a big story. Anyway, we have to accept knowledge from the perfect person. This is the common substance. Unless we take knowledge from the perfect person, our knowledge is defective. Therefore, Arjuna is asking, what is this prakriti, material nature? What is purusha? Purusha means he is trying to explore. Why is also prakriti. Prakriti is, just try to understand, woman, stri. But if one stri wants to enjoy another stri, then how it is possible? That is not possible. There must be purusha. So purusha, these living entities, although they are dressed like purusha, they are not purusha. That prakriti, jiva bhuta mahal, they are superior prakriti, but not purusha. But they are trying to be purusha. This is called illusion. If a woman dresses like a man and wants to act like man, that is artificial, that is not possible. Similarly, a living entity is not purusha, is prakriti. But because he wanted to enjoy this material world, nature has given him a dress like a purusha, and is falsely trying to enjoy it. This is the position. Krishna bhulya jivu bhogavan chata. Prakriti cannot enjoy another prakriti. A purusha can enjoy. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagratam sam sarvalokamaheshwaram sridam sarvabhutanam jnattamam shanti nityati. Shanti, if you want shanti, peace of mind, peace of living condition, then you must know three things. That Krishna is the supreme bhokta, enjoyer. And we are trying to imitate him to become enjoyer. That is false. Because if you try to capture something false, then it is simply labor. You'll never achieve that thing. Or even if you achieve, you cannot be happy because thing is false. So real bhokta is Krishna. Bhoktaram jagratavasam sarvalokamaheshwaram sridam sarvabhutanam. People are after peace, shanti. And this is the shanti formula. That we must know Krishna, the supreme enjoyer of everything. Bhoktaram jagratavasam. You tapasya, you undergo severe austerities. Suppose you are doing business, that is also tapasya. You have to work very hard. Money does not come so easily. Then you get some money. So, it is also the result of your tapasya. Sometimes we see that a poor man, working very, very hard, he becomes a millionaire. There are many instances. But, that is tapasya. The result is you have got millions of dollars, but you cannot enjoy it. Bhoktaram jagyatapasam. Yajna also. There are many ritualistic ceremonies in the Vedas to achieve something very great that you can get. But Krishna says that when you achieve the result, you are not enjoying. I am the enjoyer. Now, we'll accept it. Everyone will say, I have got this result after working so hard, and Krishna will take everything. Yes. If you want to enjoy yourself, you'll never be happy. You give it to Krishna anyway. This is the formula. So, the simple formula, if you understand, Bhoktaram Jagyatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram. Because he is the proprietor. Sarvalokamaheshwaram. He must understand. Suppose a carpenter makes a very nice furniture, a nice closet, very beautiful. So, will the carpenter shall be the proprietor or the man, the person who has supplied him, wages, supplied him the wood, and he has made it, will be the proprietor? Very simple philosophy. Whatever it is, similarly, suppose you construct a skyscraper building, costly building. But who has supplied the material? The brick, stone, wood, iron, where you have got it? It is Krishna's property. You cannot produce these bricks or the iron or the wood. It is Krishna's property. Humi rāpana lobāyu khaṅgamana buddhiri. These five elements of material, ingredients, earth, water, air, fire, all these things, even mind, intelligence. The mind, unless you have got intelligence, you cannot manufacture anything with these material things. That's why in America, before the Americans, the Europeans are from other countries, mostly Europeans, they went to America. And the American land was there. The ingredients were there. But because the Red Indians, they had no sufficient intelligence, they could not make America like present time. Lack of intelligence. So, we are manufacturing so many things industrially. But the intelligence is also given by Krishna. Humi rapa analabhaya khangmana buddhi. The buddhi is also given by Krishna. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvastha chaham vidhi sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Mattasmiti jnana apohanancha. From me, one gets intelligence, memory, and also forgets. We are completely dependent on Krishna. Otherwise, why man is extraordinarily intelligent and other is not? Why this difference? He, constitutionally, if you study the body of the intelligent man, and the less intelligent man, the anatomy and physiological condition, you find the same blood, same bones, same marrow, same muscles, same skin, same veins running, same heart, everything. But why one man is less intelligent and another is very, very high intelligence. Why is this difference? Because the supply of intelligence is by Krishna. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Mattasmiti jnanam apohat. If Krishna is favorable, you'll get the right intelligence at the right moment. Otherwise, you miss. This is the position. So, we are completely dependent on Krishna. We are conducted by the manipulation of Krishna. Therefore, right knowledge should be taken from Krishna. Mattasmiti jnana, apuhanat, jnana, from me. Therefore, Arjuna is rightly intelligent. Therefore, asking Krishna, what is this prakriti? What is this purusha? What is jnana? What is kshetraka? What is kshetra? And Krishna is answered. So if we want to receive real knowledge, then we should consult this Bhagavad Gita. That is our propagation. We are propagating this message, Krishna consciousness movement. That you take knowledge from Krishna. That's all. Don't take knowledge from the rascals and fools. Then you'll be misled. That is our purpose. So, why not take this opportunity? Our business is not very difficult. Our business is very easy. Because we are not manufacturing knowledge like the rascals. I think, what you are, you are thinking like this. You are rascal number one, and you are thinking. What is the meaning of your thinking? We reject thinking. I think. It is my opinion. This is going on. Big scientists, big philosophers. We don't accept. We must think whether he has received knowledge from Krishna. And one who receives knowledge from Krishna. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna says to Krishna, Krishnasteham sadhimam pribhanyam. My dear Krishna, the perplexity which has arisen in my mind, it cannot be solved by anyone except yourself. Because Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he surrendered this. He surrendered. He was talking like friend. Friendly talking cannot give any good result. Simply waste of time. But when there is talking between disciple and the spiritual master, that has got meaning. That's why it's my disciples. Because they have accepted me as guru, whatever I say, they accept it. Otherwise, I have not bribed them. These European Americans have no money. I went to New York with $7. What money I've got. But they are accepted. So, this is the process. You must find out somebody whom you can accept as guru. That guru must be bona fide. Otherwise, what is the use of accepting a bogus guru? So what is that bona fide guru? That bona fide guru means one who has accepted Krishna as guru. He is bona fide guru. That is bona fide. Evam parampara prapam imam rajan sayo vidu. Imam bhav vivasati yogam prasvan ahamabhan. Krishna says that this system of yoga, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, was first of all described by me to the Sun God. Imam vivasati yogam prasvan ahamabhan. Vivasan manaviprahu. And the Sun God, again, handing over the knowledge to his son, Manu. Manu Ikhagavi Prabhu. And Manu explained the same thing to his son Ikhagu. evam param prapratam, Imamuraja says. That means the knowledge is actually coming from Krishna. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated, Tene Brahma Jida Adhikavai. Adhikavai is Lord Brahma. And Brahma means Vedic knowledge. So, there was nobody to teach Brahma. Brahma is called Pratitamaha, the first class knower of the Vedic knowledge. Adhikavai. And where from he got the knowledge? He got the knowledge from Krishna. Tene Brahma Hida Adhikavai. And Brahma distributed it to Narada. Narada distributed it to Vyasa. Vyasa distributed it to other acharyas. In this way, evam parampara prasam, evam raja said. So there is parampara. The knowledge is the same. There is no alteration. But it is coming through disciple succession, one after. So one who receives the knowledge from the disciple succession, just like at the present moment, we see that Krishna and Arjuna, they are talking. Arjuna is direct disciple of Krishna. So if you take Bhagavad Gita as it was understood by Arjuna, then you get the right knowledge. And if you take the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita explained by some so-called scholar and politician, then it is askism only. It has no meaning. It has no meaning. That is the process. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna understood. Arjuna is asking Krishna. So what Krishna is answering, you take it. Arjuna accepted Krishna, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavam. These are all statements in the Bhagavad Gita. Our only request is that if you want knowledge, as it is inquired by Arjuna, you take it from Krishna. Or one who has accepted Krishna as Guru, the original, then your knowledge is perfect. Otherwise, you are cheated. You will not get the right knowledge. It is not possible. Evam parampara prasam, evam raja sayodhidhu. So therefore Krishna says that hetravam chapi manaviddhi. Hetravam chapi manaviddhi sarvaketre subhara. First of all, he gave knowledge that this body is khetra. Khetra means field of activities. Just like a cultivator, he has got a field and he is working with plow. So according to his labor, he is getting the fruit. Similarly, we have got this field, this body, and we are working. You, me and everyone. According to our knowledge, according to my understanding, capacity. So therefore, I am not this body. I am the owner of the body. I am working with this body. This is the position. Khetra, khetra. You study yourself. You take your finger, ask yourself, am I this finger? No, the answer is I am not this finger, it is my finger. And this head. So, they say you ask one child, what is this, my boy? Oh, my finger, father. No child will say, I finger. Even a child will not say that I finger. But the whole material civilization going on, I body, that's all. I am India. Therefore, this is foolishness. Jashratu buddhi kunape siddhātuke sabhi kalatra vishubho moindya jati tha buddhi salive dakarhiti Janesu avidyesu saiva gopara. The sattva dikunapeti bhavata. This bag of bones and flesh and blood and urine and stool. This is bag. This is body. What is this body? If you dissect his body, you'll find these things. You'll find blood, muscle, bone, urine, stool, and so many other things. Does it mean that such a great intelligent man is combination of urine, stool, blood, bone? So why not to create another intelligent man with these ingredients? But the so-called scientists and philosophers, that's his body. They have discovered some cellular theory, this theory, but that is not the fact. The fact is that within this body, there is the owner of the body that is called soul. Soul. This is not the cause of our intelligence, but it is, even by a strong, less or more intelligence. That is your position. That knowledge where you get, not in the university, but you get from the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore our request is, our only propaganda is, be Krishna conscious. Try to understand everything, all problems. Then the solution is there in the Bhagavad Gita. The present problem is food problem. It is not simply talking on this platform or that platform. Yesterday some news reporter said, what is your view of the Bhagavad Gita? Dvaitavad, Advaitavad? Is Dvaitavad, Advaitavad that we shall consider later on? Come to the practical thing. Now suppose there is scarcity of food. So, Krishna does not say that this problem of scarcity of food will be solved by Dvaitavad philosophy or Advaitavad philosophy. Krishna says practically, annad bhavanti bhutani. Anna, you must have sufficient food grains for the living entities, animals and man. This is practical. There is no question of talking. What is the talking of Advaitavad philosophy, Advaitavad philosophy? When you are needy, you require or not. That is practical solution given by Krishna. And not Bhavanti. He never said that your food problem will be solved by philosophizing Advaitavad, Advaitavad. Here is practical. Anna Bhavanti Dhita. You must find out sufficient grains. Anna Bhavanti Bhutani, Vajjannat Anna Sammabha. Vajjannat. When there is sufficient rain, then there will be food grain. Not while you are Advaitavad philosophy, Advaitavad philosophy. These are practical solutions. Chatudvarnam Maya Sista, Unatanma Vibharas. Krishna has divided the society, human society, in four divisions. The Brahmana, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, the Shudra. These divisions of the human society must be there. If there is no intelligent person, Brahmana, simply Shudras, you cannot be happy. That is not possible. Just like to keep your body. There must be head, there must be arms, there must be belly, and there must be legs. Simply if you have got legs, that is dead body. Even simply you have got heads, that is also dead body. Four things must be there. How you can violate this? No, you don't require head or don't require leg. No. Krishna says, no. Chatudvarnamayasa. This is my regulatory principle, I believe. Just maintain a first-class intelligent man. Don't disturb them. Give them all facilities. Let them cultivate Vedic knowledge and help you. That is required. So in this way, you will find solutions. All problems, social, political, economical, philosophical, religious, everything. So our Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose, that you study Bhagavad Gita as it is, don't try to foolishly try to interpret in this way and that way and spoil your time. Then you get right direction for solution of the all problems and your life will be successful. That is our request. Thank you very much.